servant must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Here I had the opportunity to discern with God and the Diocese of Montana if I was called to a different path and place. And for completely different reasons, it's also been a difficult year for our family. Through it all, it's become remarkably clear to me that the love and support of this community holds me upright, gives me strength, consoles, affirms, and sustains me. I've been trying to tell you this, to say thank you. When you check in with me, when you're patient with my schedule, when you offer prayers for my family, when you are kind. Essentially, when you are you, the community of St. Mark's. But today, many of you uncomfortable to be thanked, to have your generosity recognized. Don't worry. I think you're about to be rescued by the parade, and none other than Santa. Just behind those dizzying dancing peppermints, I can see the multi-pointed star atop Santa's sleigh. And there he is, just as we remember him, robust, shall we say, in his plush red suit, waving enthusiastically. Santa meets all of our iconic expectations. This is the first time I've noticed those red balloon stars dancing alongside the sleigh. The writing on the stars says, "Believe." It matches the script on the front of the building, that huge "Believe" in glittering letters. I know those crafting the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade mean, "Believe in Santa. Believe in the magic of Christmas." establishes our theme, believe and be thankful. Today, we're at the beginning of the church's new year. We begin with the season of Advent, which is significant in itself. We don't begin with the trumpets of Easter or the grace-filled softness of Christmas Eve or even the flames of Pentecost. Rather, we begin in Advent. We begin by entering the shadows of despair, conflict, sorrow, and hatred, actively looking for Jesus to come as we light candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. We begin in Advent with apocalyptic texts as hope rings out in the midst of catastrophe. Once we've entered the shadows, we can proclaim the good news. That's the essence of apocalypse, the point of what is revealed. God is on the way, about to turn the world upside down. Believe and be thankful. God is about to act, to enter our world in ways otherwise unimaginable. We begin in Advent by being watchful and alert, cultivating awareness, being attentive to signs of hope and wonder. Our texts remind us, keep awake. Ready for what exactly? For the world articulated by Isaiah in our first lesson, a world in which God will come to dwell on earth and put an end to war once and for all, bringing in a new era of shalom, peace. Isaiah's phrase, beat their swords into plowshares, is in direct opposition to the call of the prophet Joel to beat your plowshares into swords. Here we have the tension at the heart of human life. Which response will we choose? In our own day and time, in our particular days of despair and conflict, how do we choose to respond? Plowshares into swords, or swords into plowshares? As we begin anew, Isaiah proclaims that the grace of God will bring a great reversal, war transformed into peace, weapons into tools.